Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, February 27th. Currently with fair and breezy conditions, it is 39 degrees. The humidity is 70%. The wind speed is northwest at 21 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.56. The dew point is 30 degrees and the wind chill is 29 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The first black-owned cannabis firm in Kansas City seeks to increase minority representation in the industry.
Ronald Rice is the African-American co-owner of the firm called Franklin Stash House, located on Wyoming Street. Rice was convicted and sentenced to jail in 1995 on a marijuana charge.
Marijuana has been around me the whole time. So to have an opportunity to participate in this industry was big for me because I'm an example of what the possibilities can be.
Rice spoke with Channel 41 News. He said his current work involves rewriting the narrative for hundreds of people who look like him who remain incarcerated. I'm Armetta Landrum.
A woman from Newton died in an accident Friday in Sedgwick County. State troopers said 26-year-old Rebecca Shields of Newton was southbound on Interstate 135 just south of 101st Street when her vehicle crossed the median into the northbound lanes and was struck by a semi. Shields was pronounced dead at the scene. The semi driver was not hurt. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do. Along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property and, more importantly, you. It's free and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday morning, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, the Russell County Sheriff's Office, the Russell Police Department, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Barber County Sheriff's Office arrested two suspects for suspected distribution of methamphetamine and firearms violations. On Thursday, February 23rd, at approximately 7 a.m., KBI agents and investigators executed search warrants at two properties in Russell, Kansas, and on a vehicle that the Kansas Highway Patrol stopped along I-70 around 3 miles east of Dorrance, Kansas. The vehicle was occupied by Richard Kearns, 63, of Russell, and Beverly Driscoll, 65, of Russell. During the searches, law enforcement officials located over 2.5 pounds of methamphetamine and approximately 15 firearms. Kearns and Driscoll were arrested for distribution of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession with the intent to distribute on or within 1,000 feet of a school, and several weapons violations. They were booked into the Russell County Jail. Formal charges are pending, and all suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. This investigation is ongoing. The Kansas Department of Commerce announced $4.1 million in tax credits that will once again be made available under the Community Service Tax Credit Program, or CSP. CSP assists private nonprofit organizations and public health care entities who are undertaking major capital campaigns for projects involving community service, including child care, non-governmental crime prevention, youth apprenticeship and technical training, and healthcare services. Under the program, the state authorizes nonprofit organizations to offer tax credits to donors making contributions towards approved projects. Organizations are chosen through a competitive selection process. Applicants may request up to $200,000 in tax credits, and the application window is open from March 1st through April 30th of 2023 at kansascommerce.gov/CSP. Proposed projects should be unique or one-time in nature and create lasting value for charitable organizations. For example, projects might include a capital campaign, major equipment purchase, major renovation, capacity building, etc. And as in the case in 2022, CSP is earmarked up to $1 million for child care and early childhood development projects for services to those under the age of five. Applicant organizations in rural areas less than 15,000 in population are eligible for a 70% credit, and applicant organizations in non-rural areas are eligible for a 50% credit. If an organization is interested in applying for the CSP program, the Department of Commerce invites them to an introductory webinar at 1 p.m. this Wednesday, March 1st, and registration is required. For questions regarding CSP tax credits, you can contact Community Development Specialist Sarah Bloom at 785-506-9278. And to register for the webinar and get more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/CSP. Authorities investigating a fatal Northwest Kansas crash that occurred just after 3 a.m. on February 18th released the identity of the victim as 26-year-old Catlin Klima of Oberlin. On Friday, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2012 Chevy Equinox driven by Klima was southbound on Kansas 383, 7 miles northeast of the Kansas 123 junction at Dresden. The road curves to the left, and the vehicle traveled off of the road to the right. The driver overcorrected and caused the vehicle to slide sideways into the east ditch. The vehicle then spun 180 degrees in the ditch, rolled one time, and came to rest on its wheels facing north. The driver was ejected when the vehicle rolled. Klima was pronounced dead at the scene and transported to Paul's funeral home. She was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Parents can expect to see less money in child tax credits this year because the tax law is going back to the way it was before the pandemic. Last year, eligible families received $3,600 for kids 5 and under, and they also received $3,000 for older kids. However, it will now be $2,000 for eligible children under the age of 17, and the credit is also considered non-refundable. Liberty Tax General Manager Shane Albrecht explained that the best possible result that you could get from using the credit is hopefully to owe zero in taxes, as there's not any other recourse for getting any other part of a refund out of that, and daycare tax credits are also non-refundable this tax season. Albrecht stated that last year's policies were only temporary, the credits have been in place for a long time, and it's just that one year, 2021, when it was totally different, so now it's back to the way it was for the longest time. There may be instances where parents may be able to earn the additional child tax credit, which allows a portion of the child tax credit to be refunded in cash. And to check eligibility, tax experts say to fill out the child tax credit worksheet that comes with the 1040 tax form instructions. In Nebraska news, a suspected homicide is under investigation in Marquette, about 30 minutes northeast of Grand Island. The Hamilton County Attorney's Office and the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office announced the victim was found on Sunday, and they reported that the Nebraska State Patrol is assisting and has taken a suspect into custody. Right now, the names of everyone involved are being withheld, and that information will be released after the victim's family is notified. There's been no word yet on what led up to the suspected homicide. Nebraska State Patrol says a man was arrested following a dangerous chase where speeds reached more than 100 miles per hour. This all started a little after 3:30 p.m. on Sunday, and Nebraska State Patrol reported that they saw what appeared to be a crash near 27th Street and near I-80. The trooper said 62-year-old Donald Roth hopped back into his vehicle during the investigation and sped off. And they said they went through a field near Mill Road and North 40th Street before another collision occurred with two vehicles hitting agriculture equipment. The Lincoln man was taken into custody from there, and he was treated for minor injuries at a local hospital. Roth has since been booked into the Lancaster County Jail, and his lengthy list of charges include driving under a 15-year license revocation, willful reckless driving, flight to avoid arrest, leaving the scene of an accident, and criminal mischief. A Kearney man was killed in a workplace accident. According to Kearney Police Lieutenant Derek Luke, emergency crews were called out around 5:45 a.m. to a person trapped in a laser cutting machine at Mach 1 Manufacturing. Lieutenant Luke said when the first responders got on the scene, the man had already died from his injuries, and the man has been identified as 50-year-old Greg Geist. Lieutenant Luke said Geist was in the building alone at the time of the incident, and according to his LinkedIn page, Geist was the director of operations at Mach 1 Manufacturing. Mach 1 Manufacturing said on its website that it's a cutting service with tube, water jet, and laser cutting. Kearney police have forwarded on the case to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, where they will decide if they plan to investigate it further. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
In a news conference, Fort Hays State University announced the opportunity to award an extra $5 million in scholarships to students in exceptional financial need through a new grant match, the Kansas Comprehensive Grant Program, through the state of Kansas, which will match gifts to Fort Hays State University dollar for dollar. Students experience various stressors while attending college, with finances often topping the list. So gifts made to Fort Hays State University's Kansas Comprehensive Grant Match Fund will specifically impact students at Fort Hays State who are Kansas residents enrolled full-time and demonstrate significant financial need. Should donations to this fund total $2.4 million, Fort Hays State could offer nearly $5 million in additional scholarship support. This needs-based grant impacts Fort Hays State University students who dream of completing a bachelor's degree but may not graduate without assistance. The Kansas Comprehensive Grant Match Program will change the trajectory of students' lives as eligible students can receive up to 8 semesters of support for those enrolled in a 4-year program, and those enrolled in a qualifying 5-year program can receive up to 10 semesters of financial assistance. For the 2023-2024 academic year, each qualifying Fort Hays State University student can receive up to $4,000 to assist with tuition and books. For more information, you can visit foundation.fhsu.edu/KCG. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have issued fish consumption advisories for 2023, and the advisories identify types of fish or other aquatic animals that should be eaten in limited quantities or, in some cases, avoided altogether because of contamination. General advice and internet resources are provided to aid the public in making informed decisions regarding the benefits and the risks associated with eating locally caught fish from Kansas waters, and this includes water bodies affected by harmful algae blooms. To date, measured algae toxin levels in fish samples collected from waters affected by harmful algae blooms suggests the fish are safe to eat. However, you need to take precautions to be safe, and they include to avoid skin contact with water, wear gloves when handling wet fish and equipment, rinse your fish with clean water, remove the skin from the fillets and rinse with clean water prior to cooking or freezing, eat only skinless fillets, and do not eat shellfish. Some general advice for reducing exposure to chemicals in fish include to keep smaller fish to eat and let the big ones go, avoid eating fish parts other than fillets, trim fat from fillets and or use cooking methods that allow fat to drip away, avoid substances fishing, relying on wild-caught fish for daily nutritional needs in rivers within or immediately downstream of large urban industrial areas, and do not eat fish or aquatic life from wastewater outfalls, waste treatment lagoons, or stormwater retention ponds. For information about fishing in Kansas, including licensing, regulations, fishing reports, fishing forecasts, and harmful algae blooms, you can visit the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism fishing website, ksoutdoors.com/fishing. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is accepting applications for the 2023 Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, and the funds for the program are awarded to the agency by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service. Specialty crops are defined by the USDA as fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, and nursery crops, including floriculture. The grant funds are to be granted to projects and organizations to enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops by leveraging efforts to market and promote, assisting producers with research and development, expanding availability and access, and addressing local, regional, and national challenges confronting specialty crop producers. Applications will be evaluated by a team of external reviewers, and the team will rate proposals on their ability to successfully promote specialty crops in Kansas and make a positive impact on the Kansas economy. Those recommendations will be submitted to the Kansas Secretary of Agriculture, who will make the final awards. The applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on March 15th. And for more information, you can download and carefully read the 2023 Kansas Request for Applications from the Kansas Department of Agriculture website, agriculture.ks.gov/specialty-crop. Specialty crop block grant funding from the USDA AMS is awarded to states based on recent value and acreage of specialty crops in the state. And in 2023, Kansas will receive approximately $327,000. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch today, you'll have taco crunch, peaches, tossed salad, chocolate cake, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cavatini, salad, bread, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools at 6 p.m., the KSHSAA Girls Basketball Substate will be here in Norton. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with the high near 57 and windy with a northwest wind of 25 to 30 miles per hour, decreasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 27 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast after midnight. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 60, and on Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 26. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we don't want a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 49. On Thursday, snow is likely, mainly before noon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 36. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 48. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. And on Sunday, should be sunny with a high near 59. Currently, with fair and breezy conditions, it is 39 degrees. The humidity is 70%. The wind speed is northwest at 21 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.56, the dew point is 30 degrees, and the current wind chill is 29 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is hosting their 74th annual meeting Monday, March 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church Parish Hall. Please join us for a delicious meal and, of course, giveaways. Make your reservations by calling or stopping by at either branch office by February 27th. Reservations are $1. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas State Wildcats was able to clinch another win as they took down Oklahoma State down in Stillwater on Saturday afternoon. It's the third straight win in a row for the Wildcats after they had lost five of their previous six conference games. And speaking after the big win, K-State head coach Jerome Tang discussed the losing streak that his team was a part of and the rough patch that they hit and what he has learned over that rough patch that has benefited them and why he thinks that that has led to them winning their last three contests.
I think the four or five, like, I think maybe three of those were on the road, right? And then there was a back-to-back road trip. And I didn't think that I did a very good job of resting our guys. And we could see that we were tired. And so we've approached what we do differently the last few games. And I felt like our guys having legs and energy has given us the opportunity to be in the position to win some of these close games.
Yeah, in sports, I am full. Yeah.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairie Land Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairie Land Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids chewables provide fast relief for common stomach issues, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids chewables. Fast relief for little tummies. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We had some severe weather that swept through southern Kansas yesterday. The tornado damaged some homes southeast of Liberal and just southeast of Ingalls in Gray County. We had a farm that received some structural damage due to a tornado. The rest of the state today, going to be breezy at times with temperatures running in the 50s and 60s. Quiet weather through Wednesday. Another trough of low pressure arrives on Thursday. The chance of rain with snow on the backside of that into Friday morning. Then warming up and dry next weekend. Sunny and breezy in northwest Kansas today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight's low in the upper 20s. In north central Kansas, sunny, windy with a high near 60. And in northeast Kansas, a wind advisory with a high again near 60. In southwestern Kansas, sunny and cooler with a high in the low 60s. Sunny and breezy in south central Kansas with a high in the upper 60s. Clear tonight, low ranging in the upper 30s. Upper 60s again tomorrow. And in southeast Kansas, sunny, breezy today. Winds up to 35 miles per hour with a high 68. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, of course, the cattle on feed report came out Friday afternoon, a little bit supportive. Marketing numbers supportive, but the placements numbers, no big surprises. as far as the decrease in the numbers that we have seen both on the marketings and also on the placements. Now as we look also on the cash trade, 164 to 164.50. 165 looks like is the target, but that might be a little negative to start out the week, but we'll see how the week goes. Quiet trade overnight, wheat pressured by the rains that we saw in the plains. Overnight trade, wheat down 9 cents in the hard red winter. Corn down a penny, or up a penny, up 1 to 2 in the new crop. Soybeans were unchanged to about 3 cents lower.